Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Happening in this world every day is a good day. It's better for some than for others. And some people think that because the idea of the Good Day program is to be able to focus on the news of the day and find with most of the stuff some kind of either an interesting, compelling, or positive or fun twist to it. It becomes on Mondays and Fridays, it becomes very hard for us. Because of what has happened either in the last 24 hours or over the weekend or whatever it is, to come up with something that is friendly and fun. I mean, we can look around and find things, but all of this stuff that just keeps flying at us, and I don't know, because we do this for a living and we're on top of every day, we all really know what's going on. But I dare say many of you are as well informed as are we, sometimes better informed, because we hear from you. The various ways of getting through to us, 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, emails to Doug or Ken or Richie or Molly or Jennifer at dougstefan.com or Jen at dougstefan.com. And so there is this hyper-intensive focus on the news and what's going on and what people think. And I just wonder if it doesn't make things... I want to make things better. That's my charge, my reason for being. I believe that God has sent me here to make things better. And whether the radio show does it or the farm does it or whatever I do to save dog, I mean, whatever it is, I think I'm here to help. I think you are here to help. And God help us if we can do something about shootouts and just mayhem everywhere. Then we get to the things that are sort of amusing, like the tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Here's the right time. Congress wants to keep the NSA's phone data collection program running, but it's bumping up against a June 1st deadline. What do they want to keep running? It's the most unpopular thing that has been passed by Congress in 25 years. So why do they feel so compelled to reauthorize the data collection program as it is? Do we need some kind of data collection program? Some people would say yes. I don't know. I mean, what are we doing with it?
I'd say yes.
Okay. So we may need some, but the abuses outweigh the value of the whole program for this guy. Maybe not for Richie, maybe not for Jennifer, maybe not for Molly or you or Kenny or whoever it is. Kenny, you have any, there's so much that you don't know about what these guys do behind the scenes. And the only time you'll know is if they get caught doing something they're not supposed to do. When they got caught listening to the phones of foreign leaders, the NSA, and then come to find out they listen to us. Okay, so do we, what is it, no foul, no loss, no whatever. But under the circumstances, there's so many abuses that have come about as a result of Snowden's releases of all that information. And now there are two bills before Congress. One would temporarily extend the whole program. The other would shift data collection to telecommunications companies. So, what does that mean? Sprint and AT&T and Verizon are going to be there.
They would hold the information.
And how safe is that going to be?
What are you going to
hold
do?
Hold it for
what?
Safer than it is now.
Well, hold it for what? Are they going to hold our conversation that you and I, Richie, you called me last night about the dog?
They don't hold conversations. They hold numbers that called
it's
numbers.
Data.
Time. And they don't hold audio. Yeah. They hold the data. This number called this number at this time and talked to them for 15 minutes, and they were located at this location. Mm-hmm. That's what they hold.
The government out of it, though, is very wise, because the optics of having the government spy on its people are what's really bad. No one wants to see the government doing that. They don't want to see the government militarize police departments.
No.
They don't want to see any of
no,
that.
No, we don't.
So I think having a public sector company take care of this data collection and holding it until they're subpoenaed for it or whatever is a good solution.
With
I think
Verizon
it's actually a better
service,
solution.
Do you trust Verizon given the service that they provide?
Here's the thing, though. Look at the Shaniev case.
Mm.
This information basically
caught, a lot of it
caught these guys.
Yeah, okay.
And also with, what's his face, the Patriots guy.
But you know how much money it costs to do this?
Aaron Hernandez.
How much money?
His phone location. It doesn't cost anything because the phone company already has it.
They're keeping it. It doesn't cost us to have all the NSA people around listening to and...
But they're not doing it. All they're doing is going, we have a murder case here. Let's check his phone records.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Judge. Can you tell Verizon to release the records for this
Excuse
phone
me,
number?
Excuse me, Mr. Judge.
Yes. I have a piece of paper here that says I'm allowed to
subpoena.
To get these phone records. Yes, the judge says yes. Then you go to Verizon. Verizon releases the records for that phone call, and then they're able to look at the location and who it called and how long they were on the phone with them.
I sound like a good TV show. Meanwhile, speaking of listening in, I am one who talks about reality. I don't mind talking about my competitors, Imus and Bennett, and that horrible whatever morning news show that Molly used to be associated with. But this is a good one. I have great admiration for Howard Stern for what he's accomplished. Yesterday, he went on the air. Did you hear the story? Anybody hear the story beside me? Okay. Now, to sort of put the parameters around it, what happened wasn't really his fault, but he could have dumped out of the call that had been placed to his program by a listener who identified himself as Jerry from Long Island or Jimmy from Long Island. Turns out the guy was an IRS agent, and he was on another. He was on hold waiting to go on the Stern Show when he took a call from somebody he was chasing around for money on behalf of the IRS. So they put him on the air, and he doesn't know he's on the air. So he still keeps this conversation going with whoever he's chasing around on behalf of the IRS.
And because it's not public airwaves,
right?
It's legal for him to be on the air without
knowing.
He's
on Sirius, so the FCC's got no control over what he does.
So they can do whatever they want.
He just, in typical Stern fashion, he just lets it go. Lets the phone call go out over the air. The conversation, the persons on board obviously were not aware it was being broadcast. And so this woman from Cape Cod who phoned the IRS, having the agent was this guy, Jimmy from Long Island. And the point of Howard saying, yeah, I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do this, he understands theater. And so the fact that she was on the air apparently didn't come out for a bit. Her phone lit up with calls from all over the country.
She could sue.
Who's she going to sue? Sirius?
Sirius, yeah. The person who was talking to the IRS agent.
Yeah.
They could sue.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting.
The IRS agent who called, you know, boom.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You heard me talking earlier this morning about adopting Millie Steffen. You can see her picture at Facebook.com. And I just got a call from Meredith, who's on her way over to check out, see how she's doing over there. This is not, well, maybe this is part and parcel of what's going on this week. This is National Dog Bite Prevention Week. And we're going to find out how all of that works. That is, how do you protect yourself from dogs and owners of dogs who are irresponsible? That's coming up next on Good Day.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
It's the 16 Happy Hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're happy to have on with us Yolanda Eisenstein, who is connected. She's actually an attorney with an animal law practice in Dallas and a professor of animal law and wildlife law at SMU. So she has the chops. She has the experience. She's the author of Careers in Animal Law, the American Bar Association Legal Guide for Dog Owners, and a contributor to animal cruelty. So this is National Dog Bite Prevention Week, Yolanda. And what I found in the terms of being wowed was the cost. If somebody gets sued for a dog bite, your dog bites somebody, and a lawyer comes along, by the time you're done, how much does it cost the owner of the dog on average?
Well, it can depend on what state you're in. If you're in California, the average cost is over $33,000. So it can definitely get expensive.
Do people have insurance on dogs for this sort of thing? I have a dog.
My homeowners cover me.
Yeah. How do you protect yourself that way?
Yes. It is. You can get coverage in your homeowner's policy, or you can have a general liability or umbrella policy. The thing you have to do is make sure that your homeowner's insurance or your renter's insurance does cover it. With the cost going up, some insurance companies won't insure if you have a certain breed of dog, or they may carve that out completely. So make sure that your homeowner's or renter's policy covers it.
This price has skyrocketed in the past 10 years. It's going up like 67%. In 10 years. What is it lawyers? I mean, no offense, but is it lawyers that are running the cost of this up? Why is it going up so dramatically?
Well, I think that's certainly part of it. There are probably a number of reasons, and just this statistic in isolation makes it difficult to really do a comparison. But the interesting thing from the statistics is that the number of claims are going down. So we're actually doing a better job of not having our dogs bite people, but for a variety of reasons, you're seeing the cost going up. So I think there are a number of reasons. It's difficult to pinpoint one, but certainly there are probably more suits. We have a lot more dogs. There are almost 70 million dogs in the country right now, so that's a lot of dogs.
We have one lawyer for every dog in the country, too, don't we?
So National Dog Bite Prevention Week, what's the big takeaway for National
Take
Dog Bite Prevention
Take out your dog's
prevention
teeth,
week?
And then nobody will get the dog.
Exactly.
Terrible.
Well, I think there are a couple of things that I'd like for your listeners to know. Most dogs that bite are intact, meaning they have not been spayed or neutered. If you spay or neuter your dog, that's a big step forward.
Yep.
So that's very important. And maintain control of your dog at all times. We have leash laws, but make sure that you always have control of your dog. They get out sometimes if you open the door, and these are when problems arise. And also be very careful around children. Sometimes children get very excited, and it will scare the dog, and fearful dogs will bite.
Well, I'm wondering about, though, I was kind of being facetious about the number of lawyers around, but they're always looking for something. Let's say a dog comes along and knocks a child over. Child gets a skin, knee, or elbow or something. Is that a suable offense?
Well, it depends on the jurisdiction, what city or state you're in. But in most, I would say yes. It's not just whether or not your dog bites someone. It's actually doing harm. Sometimes in certain cities or states, if your dog bites or attacks another domestic animal, then that would be an offense as well. So it really depends on the jurisdiction. But yes, in most instances, yes.
YolandaEisenstein.com is the place you go if you'd like to find out more about this. Yolanda Eisenstein, attorney here on National Dog Bite Prevention Week on Good Day. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Here's the video of the day. It's a parody public service announcement warning of the dangers of selfie sticks, poking fun at the entire selfie fad. It's no coincidence that there are a few pizzas in this PSA, because it's brought to you by Pizza Hut. You got to see it, but we'll play you some of the audio from it now, Richie, yeah?
Selfies are beautiful. Who hasn't been thrilled by the self-photographer?
Right.
Those fabulous NARS artists who allow us to bask in the brightness of their shine. But these egotastic specimens of visual self-obsession are in danger. Danger caused by this. By moving the camera away from the central subject of the selfie, selfie sticks create the illusion that other objects, places, and even people exist. The curiosity generated by this new point of view leads our self-focused friends out into a much wider world, and that leads to disaster.
They seem focused on just themselves, like how their hair was a bomb, or how adorbs their new shoes were. Just hashtag, hashtag, hashtag. Now they realize they can take pictures that capture so much more. And I hate that.
Given their propensity to compare, compete, and outdo each other, selfie sticks.
Oh my God,
in the
this is hysterical.
Being glorious Van Gogh.
All right.
I'm watching it. You got to see.
All right. So that's, go to the DougSteffen.com homepage. Yeah. And the video of the day always comes up first. It's a big video box that you see as you click on and just watch it and enjoy
the
it.
The guy puts a selfie stick up and he gets struck by lightning.
His name is Benjamin Franklin. All right. Other food news. Speaking of pizzas, Pizza Hut is going to test delivery in a way that it sort of, when you think about Uber and how they work, didn't somebody else, because Domino's was thinking about this, weren't they, Kenny? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about somebody else doing the same thing, it seems to me. They want to use cars, but I don't understand, because Uber... maybe it's just you call up and they'll be there with a pizza in 4 minutes. That's kind of what they're promising here. I don't know how they're going to do it. McDonald's.
So they cook the pizza in the car?
Yeah. That's kind of awesome.
McDonald's is testing this at 88 Mickey D's in Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn.
Oh, they're delivering.
Yeah.
McDonald's,
right.
Yes.
And the delivery test is with Postmates, which is a third-party delivery service that Starbucks recently said it was going to use. So now we got Starbucks, you got McDonald's, you got Pizza Hut, and I swear there was one other company that
we
talked about.
These third-party delivery services for food are getting huge because they want everybody to download their app. The little sandwich store downstairs that we go to, Doug, they've got an app now, and I just go to the app, I order my food, and they bring it up in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
All right, so let's see. Panera, I think this is one of the finer mall food operations in the country.
Thank
people agree
food.
With me?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have
actually,
a good
I ate
operation.
At one right by your house, Dougie. Remember when I went to try to come and find you and you weren't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Become the first restaurant chain to publicly post a comprehensive list of all artificial additives.
Oh, that's good.
That it has removed or plans to remove by the end of next year from the food it serves. It's dubbed it the no-no list. Includes more than 150 ingredients. Let's see, sulfur dioxide is one of them, BHT, that sort of thing. They're removing it from all their foods. Beginning this week, Panera selling salads with clean salad dressings, all made without artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and preservatives. So does that give people would that move you to go to go to Panera Bread?
I think so,
It would me. I like what they do. Greek salad dressing.
If you have a choice between clean salad dressings and junk, of course.
Yeah, of course you're going to do it. All right. A couple of items of interest from the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Let me ask you this. What's the hardest thing a doctor has to convince a patient of? They're dying? No. That's tough. But this is harder. I have good news. Your tests are all normal. You're not sick. And frequently, there's a look of utter disbelief. Often, I'm the second or even third doctor they've seen. You see, sometimes people have an emotional investment in something being wrong. A classic example is the panic attack masquerading as a heart attack. And I've seen this on high-powered lawyers, to stay-at-home moms, to working doctors, just about everyone. We in America are in denial about how much the mind-body interconnects. If your mind is unhappy, your body's unhappy. As May is Mental Health Awareness Month, I want you to take a moment. Listen to your body. Maybe it's telling you something's on your mind. This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains, May 17th through the 25th. With colors like Pool Blue, Organic Green, and Daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to put...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The waxing trucks here on the Good Day Show. It's 33 past the hour, and welcome to the farm.
Yeah. What do you got? Yeah. What do you got for interest in that? That truck.
Really? Are we really just listening into his conversation?
Yeah.
This is what happens during the breaks, everybody.
Yeah, fantastic.
I better have my finger on
the button. All right, we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're already ready on the air. We've been listening to
you. Are?
We're wondering what truck you're going to wash and wax.
Very exciting stuff on that farm. Right. Holy mackerel.
Barry Geller will join us. My clock is kind of haywire.
Apparently.
Maybe you should clean it.
I'm yelling at you saying, okay, let's go. And you're like, okay, we're going to
where's the China syndrome? Where's the China syndrome? Before we get to Uri, we got a couple of other things we have to cover here.
Hold on, here you go.
So we've had, over the past couple of days, a number. Well, it's usually not a day that goes by. We don't have something to report on U.S.-China relations. Earlier this week, it was the two kids from China who got their got a federal grant to get their Ph.D. and study how it is that we can understand or listen to the Chinese phone calls. That is, the NSA can use a new kind of software. So what do? They sold the software to China and then went back. I think we caught them before they went back. All right, so there was that. And then there was something else. What did I talk about earlier, Kenny, that was connected? Yes, he was. He's always listening. That was exactly what I was saying. But sometimes he doesn't remember any better than I do. So that's not the point. Here's the latest. China warned by the United States government against confronting U.S. aerial patrols over the South China Sea. There has been a verbal dispute between the Chinese military. There was a dispatcher who was at it with a couple of Navy surveillance aircraft. So today's LA Times reports the Navy released two videos and an audio recording of the back and forth between the Chinese and our surveillance aircraft, which took place on Wednesday afternoon, when the dispatcher demanded eight times that the Navy Poseidon aircraft leave the area as it flew over a reef in an island chain where China has conducted a lot of reclamation work, shall we say. Foreign military aircraft, this is the Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Leave immediately. That was what the dispatcher said on the recording. You might have that translated from the Chinese, Richie, around somewhere. After the American crew responded, it was flying over international waters. The dispatcher responded, "This is the Chinese Navy. You go." You Wong.
This is the Chinese Navy. This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly.
Yeah. Please go away quickly.
Please go away.
Go away quickly. I think it's funny that your Chinaman sounds like an Indian.
We're going out. This is Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Please immediately go.
You go.
I'd go. Sounds upsetting.
Can I get a large shake with that, please?
You go.
Sounds like he's at a drive-through window box, doesn't he?
This is Chinese Navy.
I'd like six chicken nuggets.
You are approaching our military alert zone. Please immediately go.
You go.
You go.
No more number 24. You have 23. All right. Okay, should we all just get ready to pack our bags?
You know, he's been very quiet on this. I think Molly doesn't quite know what to make of it. We go off on these stupid, down on these stupid, stupid roads.
Molly is such a professional.
Sorry, but yeah. I'm journaling.
We usually have a conversation every day after the show, and she's like, well, what am I supposed to do when he does this?
That's what she's journaling about.
You know, yes. Molly's like such a serious news person. She doesn't know what to do with you sometimes.
Your diary.
Right. That's
it's
right.
It's Friday. Doug's talking about waxing his truck on the air.
No, just washing. Not waxing.
Oh, well, maybe we'll wax it later on. All right. But Joe says it's not worth it because it's worth the same whether it's clean or it's not clean. So anyway.
Thanks for that.
Thank you for the update.
There you go. So if you are heading out, or as Molly would say, if you're heading out this weekend, bring some patience with you because the Memorial Day weekend traffic is horrible. Already horrible. I can tell you, I went down to New York yesterday, drove down, drove back last night. It was horrible. And expected to be a real bear today and then again on Monday. Airlines will have a very busy time of it. As a matter of fact, this could be the busiest Mother's Day, I keep saying Mother's Day, busiest Memorial Day weekend in the history of U.S. air travel. So, and this summer looks like it's going to be a croaker, too. I bought a ticket already to go back out and see my children and Miles later in June, and I bought it like 6 weeks out. Cost twice as much money as the ticket that I had to go out. What was that? When did I go to L.A.? 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 6 weeks out, and it's $600-something. And so that's always what tells you what they've got on the books already and how many people are traveling. And there are flights that have been added now. Both American and Delta have added quite a few flights in the
last. Why do you think more people are traveling?
Because they have money.
A little
money. Or they've pent up demand. Whatever it is, the winter was horrible. They didn't get to go away in the wintertime. Whatever it is.
And people over the last few years hadn't been traveling as much, so maybe they're just done. They want to get out.
33 million people are expected to travel this weekend.
Wow.
Woof.
Woof.
Worst day today. Stay. If you don't have to be on the road.
Roll down a window for him.
Woof.
Yeah. All right. To my new friend, Millie. By the way, thank you. Wonderful Facebook posts from people who loved Charlotte and who love this program and who look at Millie and say, what a sweet looking dog. She is a sweet, sweet dog. Unfortunately, that's the
story. Do we know how she's doing? Do we have an update?
Meredith was on her way there, and I haven't talked to her since she was on her way over there. But it's just amazing. However, we got into this dog's life. we got into this dog's life to save the life of... This is one of the things that so many people... I never really experienced it before. Meredith's last dog, she got out of the same kind of a place. And because she wants a specific kind of dog that they don't have a lot of around here, but they seem to show up a lot. I mean, when you're in a big city like New York, you're gonna find which pretty much whatever you want. And there were 10 dogs like the kind that she wanted at this particular center, and that's why we went down yesterday to sort of see what was what. And she liked two of them and sort of selected one of them. Both nice dogs. And then I'm walking around the corner. She had it in her mind that she thought I should get a dog anyway. I was not at all sure that I should get a dog because, it's like an offense against Charlotte and her memory, when in fact, I think, frankly, Charlotte set this all up in a strange spiritual sort of way. I walked around the corner, and in this cage is the sweetest little, if you've seen a picture of her, she is absolutely an adorable dog, and she took right to us. We walked outside, we played
this. She's about to be gassed.
Well, but she doesn't know that. She doesn't know that. But yeah. We had her play with the other dogs, and she was great. She was fun, and we both ran around the parking lot with her. And so we said, okay. And by the way, this is a long process. We were there about 3.5 or 4 hours. So by the time we're done, we walk out to the car, open the car door, dog jumps right into the car, right in the back seat. And then before we are, 2 miles, she's in the front seat and in his lap and stays there pretty much for the whole trip home. And she seems fine. She was sleepy. I mean, being in those cages, listening to those dogs bark. Oof. And the smell. Ay, ay, ay. You know, there's something we were laughing about it because we both like the smell of manure. But there's something about dog smell.
You know, we were just at our local pound and just walked. Because we go through once or twice a year just kind of see the dogs.
Yeah.
But they had just redone the pound in Fairfax County, Virginia.
Yeah.
And man, wow, beautiful. Each run, each enclosure has a doggy door where they can go outside. So the enclosure is indoors for like 3 feet by 10 feet, and then outdoors for like 3 feet by 10 feet.
Yeah.
It's very nice. And then they have a whole park where each of the dogs gets to go down for like twice a day for like half an hour, 45 minutes, go run around. It's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to say thank you to Michelle Paul, who said, just to mention a few of the people here. Kenny, if you want to just check in with a few that I don't mention. Linda Lemaire, these are all people. Jeff likes Millie. Shirley Lilly likes her. Joni Collins Thompson. Josh Hood, thank you all. And the best part of the story isn't just that we saved her from the kill, but Richie, Meredith sent Richie a picture of her. I think we just had left about 5 o'clock. So you called about an hour later, and we got into this discussion about Milagros. She said, "What's the name of the?" Richie says, "What's the dog's name?" I said, "Well, it said on the cage Milagros, but I don't know what that means." And I like Millie anyway. She looked like a Millie, so I call her Millie. So Richie gets all hot and excited because his dog, one of his named Milagros, and it means miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the way home.
Go ahead.
No, the rest of the way home, that's what Meredith's saying about the dog is a miracle. Anyway,
I thought it was cute that Meredith thought it was. She sent out like a birth announcement for you.
Yeah, right.
She sent me a text. Yeah. Introducing Miss Millie Stephens.
Yeah, right.
It was very cute.
Yeah, very cute. All right, 17 before the hour. Uri Geller, speaking of cute. A lot of people think Uri is cute. Let's find out whether Uri thinks. Watch him. You want to get him flustered? Wait just a second. Hold on a second.
Lay it on.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on a second. Uri Geller next on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents and hand-scraped acacia hardwood for $2.99. That's half of what you'd pay at other stores, plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How are you doing in the friendship department? Richie, do you think you have more friends or fewer friends than you had when you were
I have lots
younger?
Of friends. I'm lots very lucky. Friends. I'm very lucky.
Well, you're a friendly guy. Molly, yes. You have more friends or fewer friends than you had when you were younger?
I think I have more friends, more male friends than I do female friends.
There you go.
Hubba hubba.
Jen, you'd like that to be your story too, right?
I have lots of friends, actually.
Male friends?
I'm very blessed. Oh, pretty equal, I think, really? Male, female. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've lots of great, probably my best friends are girlfriends, but I have lots of great man friends too.
Uh-huh. What about Kenny?
Yeah, I also have friends.
I do have friends.
I have a friend.
Yeah. Really? And Richie, well, I guess...
You know, it's funny. I have way more friends.
Yeah.
Because you know what happened is I have a friend tree. So, like, I have this group of friends from Sky School.
Yeah.
I have this
yeah.
group of friends from work. I have this group of friends from my neighborhood. And then it splinters out.
Do you co-mingle your groups?
I didn't have a choice. It just kind of all came together. So... Here's Uri, by the way.
All right, Uri, we're talking about friends because you and I are great friends.
You hot piece of man.
Jenna, we were teasing earlier. I said, why don't you, Uri doesn't take compliments about what a good-looking fellow he is well. So I said to Jennifer, tease him about that a little bit. I don't think you do. I think that people tell me that I'm good-looking and people tell you that you're good-looking, and I don't know that we take it very well. Do you think you take it well?
You mean am I being complimented by yeah. others?
Compliments about your look.
Compliments about you and how well you look at your stage in life.
Yeah, I love hearing that. Come on, tell me that every day.
All right, okay. Sometimes
just these words can slow the aging process in us.
Well, I will tell you, I haven't seen Uri in 7 or 8 years since he has been here in the studios, and he's in great shape. I mean, the guy is
thank you.
There, he's tall, good-looking dude.
I hadn't seen him for several years, and I saw him last year, and the only thing, we were both teasing each other about the color of our hair, but other than that, neither of us have changed much at all, I don't think. You?
Doug, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you and me.
you look fantastic.
Come on, Eric.
Honestly, you look 15, I would even dare to say 20 years younger. You know, that I stopped dyeing my hair about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I said to myself, I mean, I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, who am I fooling? Come on. You know, and I feel so much better for that. First of all, the chemicals of dyeing your hair are bad. These are bad for your health because they get absorbed into your bloodstream. But at least, and you also cut down that fuss of buying hair dye and doing it in front of the mirror or going to the hairdresser. You know, I always say, look, if George Clooney doesn't dye his hair, I don't have to dye my hair either.
How do you know he doesn't dye his hair? He may be dying it to look the way it was, the way it does. How do you know? He could be doing it. A lot of people...
I don't.
I know.
But, Doug, funny that you bring up...
All right, hurry. We got 30 seconds because it took us too long to get to you. Go ahead.
If you Google Keanu Reeves, you will find that he just turned 50, yeah. And he looks 25.
Yeah, there are some people who do a wonderful job of taking care of their bodies and their faces and their looks, and some people that don't. It's just whether it's important, but I just sort of wanted to underscore that and have a little fun with you. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, is his website. Fascinating things there. It's a good day.
Extend your life with
Extend. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have to admit, Holmes, that a supernatural explanation to this case is theoretically possible.
No. Agreed.
But
it's a huge mistake to theorize before one has to. Inevitably, one begins to twist facts to shoot theories instead of theories to shoot facts.
You have the grand gift of silence. It makes you quite invaluable as a companion.
This is the music from the 2009 movie Sherlock Holmes. Holmes, creator Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, was born on this date in 1859. Hans Zimmer does the music for this movie. Discombobulate's the name of the tune. That was a very good movie. I think that franchise ought to go further than it has, Chopper. Do you agree?
I'm not a big fan of it, Doug.
Really?
Because I'm in the minority. But there's definitely enough juice in it to make another one. There's enough interest, y'all. I'll give you that.
Yeah, so when are they going to do it?
I don't know.
What? So, are there enough stories? What was there about
it? No, I think it's probably Robert Downey Jr.'s availability. I mean, he's so intertwined in the Marvel Universe, making so much money playing Iron Man. I don't know if he has enough time. I mean, it's just to him, it's probably just another big paycheck.
I'll do it.
Creatively, I doubt he cares if he does another one or not.
Yeah, give me the check. I'll take half.
So, but who wrote these stories? I thought the story, frankly, that both of the movies, there were two of them. Haven't there been two of them
so far?
Yeah.
Two of them.
I thought they were quite cleverly done, and the stories were good. And I think Downey is really coming to his own. We all used to turn up our noses at his lifestyle when he was a kid, but he seems to have, thank heavens for him, and I guess his bank account as well, that he has brought himself around to being quite the player. Right?
It's done amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good story. I think it's a very positive story, frankly.
No doubt about it.
All right, Chuck is going to go through the movies that are coming out this weekend. Looks like a couple of good ones, interesting ones, anyway, as we have our setup for the weekend, Memorial Day weekend upon us. What's at the movies? You'll find out next year on Good Day.
Musicians, it's the sale everyone waits for. Guitar Center's Memorial Day Savings Event. Get a custom PA system for only $79. Washburn acoustic electric guitars for only $99. Or a boom mic stand for just $19. And for 5 days only, save up to 15% off the best selection of gear on the planet with coupons from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Don't miss this sale. Now through Monday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
All right, so Chuck, what do we look forward to this weekend?
Two major releases this weekend, Doug. Disney's Tomorrowland with George Clooney opens nationwide. I'm going to go see it tonight, let you know what I think about
what
it.
What are your expectations?
I hope it's very enjoyable.
What do you think is good?
Yeah, the reviews are pretty mixed. It's almost like critics have watched two different films. Some people really like it. Other people think it's a total misfire. I'm curious to see what I think. I did get to see last night. I went late last night at 11:30 to see the Poltergeist remake, and I thought the film overall had a lot of merit. I think Sam Rockwell, who plays the lead, he was in the movie Galaxy Quest, is terrific in this film and does a totally different spin on the father character than Craig T. Nelson. There's a lot of different variations in the plot, which I liked. Here's the problem. It's 22 minutes shorter than the 1982 classic original, and it's the rush, the last 15 minutes, something brutal, and it really, really, in my opinion, hurts the movie. It needed those. It needed at least 15 more minutes of running time. Still, there's enough good stuff in the movie, enough differences that if you're a fan of the original, I think it's worth seeing. So I recommend it with reservations. I give it a 6 out of 10. It's certainly not bad. It's just not as good as it should have been. So it was all right.
Just all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else?
The first hour I really liked. It's the last half hour of the movie. Yeah. The wheels come off. The pacing becomes very uncomfortable.
Is it a remake?
You feel like the air coming out of the tires.
Is it an exact remake or is
no,
it?
No, it's not. It's sort of like this will probably go over Doug's head, but George Romero's Dawn of the Dead in 78, they remade it in 2005, and they just took the basic premise and did something totally different with it. That's what this remake sort of feels like. So it's just they take the basic elements of the original and use it in the remake, but there's a lot of different things they do with it in a totally different spin. It's the fact that it's rushed at the end that it really hurts the movie. One other bit of movie news. Production begins Monday on the sequel to Independence Day.
Alright, good. Chuck.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.